The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, looking at the readings this morning, if we contrast the first reading and the reading in the Gospel of Matthew, in the first reading from the book of Esther, Esther maybe is an example of how not to pray to God, because she was praying about doing horrible things to her enemies and so on, which is not a good thing to pray for. And then we look at the gospel and Jesus telling his disciples how to pray. Now, the interesting thing, and this is something hard for us to understand, the very fact that I pray means that God is praying through me. Have you ever noticed how we finish all the official prayers in the liturgy? Through Christ our Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through Christ our Lord, to God the Father Almighty, one God forever and ever. It's always through God we pray. So God has already begun to answer our prayer before we ask. And God, this is the hard thing for us to understand. What we pray for, if we're really praying, now if I'm saying praying rather than babbling or saying words, but when we really pray, God has already begun to answer that prayer. God has already, in some ways, answered that prayer. When we pray, prayer is part of our relationship with God. So, for example, as a lot of people, I think, see prayer as a 911 call, something we do in an emergency. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter. So we have to build up this relationship. It's very much like people that you love in your life. You tell them you love them. They already know you love them, but it's nice to tell them, "I love you," to repeat that. And that's the same way with us and God in prayer. It's part of our love of God, part of our trust in God. So prayer very often is not saying anything. It's just listening, just being aware of God in our lives, in our hearts, all around us, in everything. Just being aware of God. A beautiful prayer. And you heard me saying it many times before, but the only prayer I think we really need to, or the only thing we really need to talk about to God about, is continually to thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, because He gives us everything we need. Just like a good parent, you're going to give your little child everything that child needs without asking. Without asking. And a little baby can't ask. But yet, the parents love, you provide for that little. That's a good example of what God is like with us. Just like a little baby, totally dependent on their parents, and those parents love that little child, gives her or him everything they need. That's it. God, that's the... And so, prayer, like the Mass, the Eucharist means thanks, thanksgiving. When we pray the Mass, we're glorifying God and we're thanking God. Just like a good son or a good daughter thanks their parents that they have this lovely relationship. And that's a good way of describing prayer.